WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. And man, what a beautiful Monday. What a busy weekend we get to talk about. Wonderful weather, lots of sports action. It was really the first big weekend of college football, the first day of the NFL, plus playoffs. The NASCAR playoffs have already kicked off, and it was right down the road in Atlanta. Big win for Joey Logano and a late race action. So we know he's locked into the playoffs. How did everybody else do? We'll break all that down. There's a few surprises there. Plus, look ahead to the next race, as we always do. We're heading to road course racing next. So sit back, relax, roll the windows down. It's gorgeous out there. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey, and I'm excited to be here. Across from my man that's got a brand new set of keys in his pocket. It may have taken me, I don't know how long we've done this show, it may have taken me that many years, but Joe Diffie once said, there's something women like about a pickup man. With his brand new pickup, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here, and we want to welcome everyone out there for joining us, whether you're on your ride home or, as Casey said, maybe you're just enjoying
maybe
this beautiful weather.
You've got a truck like yours and you can roll the entire back window down.
That's right.
And listen to tunes.
If you if you drive a real truck, being a Toyota Tundra, you can just
I've heard Toyota's called a lot of things.
You can just
but real isn't.
You can just hit the button and that back window will slide down.
It is a
unlike
very,
the GMCs.
It is a very pretty truck. Mine only has a little bitty slide in the middle. You know, used to be so you could flick your cigarette ashes out the back. Now it's probably for something different.
And then while you're trying to get the window open, you're putting yourself at risk. That's
right.
Having a wreck.
That's right. You're yelling at the kids. anyway, remember trucks used to have the little windows, like the little bitty windows.
Oh yeah,
on the side. It was literally so you could ash your cigarette. Man, that's so funny how times have changed. But anyway,
but I
yes.
didn't know that's what that was for. Was that the
was,
cigarettes?
Well, it was called a vent, but that's what everybody used it for. Because you could open it one way and you sit there and ash your cigarette.
Back in the day of the Winstons and back, the Marlboros.
Yeah, back. I mean, listen, they probably had them in NASCAR back in the day.
I think
Harry
you're
Gant
right.
probably sparking one up.
Winston's what helped make NASCAR back in the early days. All their RJ Reynolds money.
That's right. So big weekend around the sports landscape, but also for you as you went and bought a brand new truck. And so you were showing it off to me earlier. Very pretty. Now I'm jealous. And I have to get on the internet immediately and start looking
at
my next truck.
You can trade in that GMC and have you one as well.
Yeah, because you've always been, you know, pretty fancy anyway. but one thing I've always had is a nicer truck than you, and until now.
That's because I never had a truck.
Exactly. But so technically, I always had a nicer truck than you.
Well,
that's not the case anymore.
I had three trucks, but I have not had one since 1994. Or 1995. It's been a long time. Matter of fact, my two daughters, one is 25 and the other one's 18. They both last week couldn't get over the fact that I was looking for a new truck. They said, Dad, you've always driven an SUV, because I've had several Suburbans and Expedition and then several Toyota SUVs. And they said, listen, we just don't know about you in a truck. And I said, you know, I'm a pickup truck driving man.
Something women like about a pickup man. Joe Diffie said it best.
And I've even had, I had two of my neighbors tell me, said, man, a pickup truck just fits you.
There you go.
You know, and I don't even have to have this little step to get up in it.
But yours has it, though.
Yeah, it has it.
See, I didn't put
for all those other short people.
I didn't put mine on there because it keeps my daughter, my wife, and my mother-in-law out of my truck. Mm. So there's
well,
a little.
How do they get up? How do you have your daughter in it every day? How does she
well,
get
pretty,
in it?
I have to give her a boost.
Oh, you do?
Which my truck's not jacked up that high, but you, yeah, it can be a little.
You don't have a side step?
No, I didn't put them on mine.
Huh. I usually add them later, but this time I was like, I kind of like it without. It's a little sleeker look.
You can get that on your new one.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for ones with new ones.
You know what? I had no plans to get rid of my Toyota SUV, and then a buddy of mine named Brad, I saw he got him a new Toyota Tundra, I don't know, a month and a half or two ago. And, you know, I've always kind of been a Toyota guy for a number of years now. And I saw his, and I thought, man, I got the virus. I got the new Toyota Tundra virus. And I just couldn't shake it. And then I began to start looking, and then I started doing all this research and searching online and watching these YouTube videos, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then my wife started encouraging me.
Which never happens at my house.
Yeah, which usually it happens right opposite. Your wife is telling you, no, you don't need to get that, or no, you don't, you know, deserve that, or no, we don't need you to buy that. That's too much money. But no, she was encouraging me. And she's actually what pushed me over the line to get it.
Well, there you go. I tell you what, that Kim Chapman Whitfield just gets better every day.
A huge shout out to my lovely wife, Kim Chapman Whitfield. She can't hear right now because she's on News Channel 9. But nevertheless, I wouldn't have gotten it unless she had encouraged me to do so.
You know, and we'll talk about the business side of NASCAR and the fact that getting into NASCAR is so expensive. The charter, the value of charters aren't going up like some of the team owners would like. So it's all, you know, money.
Man, I got a whole segment on that.
But
today,
I tell you what, you want to talk about money, and you just got to witness it. Mm-hmm. How much new trucks are. Goodness gracious.
Oh yeah.
Now they're awesome and, you know, worth it, but whoa, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
there's such thing as a $100,000 truck.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and you can go higher if you want. It's crazy.
You know, you started talking what trucks are costing now. Used to be what we'd look at is luxury cars would be priced at, but man.
Well, trucks these days are pretty much luxury cars with a bed.
And then when you look online and you see, well, you can finance it, and then it starts showing monthly payments, $800, $900, $1,000. And I'm thinking, what? I cannot imagine having a monthly car payment that is almost as a house.
Well, but listen, houses cost more now, and so do trucks, or so do cars.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, so congrats on your truck. Welcome to the man club.
Welcome to
we've been waiting on you for a while.
To the Toyota Tundra family.
All right.
Well, glad to be a part.
Yeah, I'm still a GMC guy, but you do have a pretty truck. Good job.
I'll let you ride in it sometime. Well, matter of fact, I'll even let you drive.
I wanted to test drive it, but you were acting a little...
Well, no, you can't. That's why I have insurance. That way, if you wreck it, I mean, you know.
Am I covered on yours?
Allstate will take care of it. A friend of mine's got a Toyota Capstone, and he said, man, you take it out for a spin. Here's the keys. I said, no, man. I said, I'd hate it if I messed it up or wrecked it. And he says, dude, that's why I have insurance. Take it. Go drive it. Take it down the road. Do whatever
then
you want.
Then the bug got you. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
When you get that new truck virus, man, it's worse than COVID. It is absolutely worse than COVID. Because
I don't know that it kills you.
There's only one cure.
A new truck?
A new truck.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only cure, is to get behind the wheel of that new truck.
Yeah. It's tough.
Especially those nice Crew Maxes. Man. Man, that's I got it. That's for sure. No question about it. Hey, how was your weekend?
No, it was good.
Any golf?
No, I shouldn't say it was good. Evelyn is my daughter's feeling under the weather, and so that kind of kept everybody inside this weekend. But it was nice. Because,
you know, the Rona is going around again.
Well, she doesn't have that because we took her to the doctor. But it's that time of year. All the kids are back in school, so they're all trading germs, and then here we go again. Mm-hmm. But so that kept us inside most of Saturday and Sunday, but that was good because it was plenty of time to watch NASCAR and college football and NFL and, you know, do a lot of piddly stuff around the house, get caught up on laundry and all that fun stuff. So it was a nice, relaxing weekend. How about you?
I got some stuff done outside, you know, then I got my new truck. So, you know, I was piddling around with that outside and, you know, did a little cleaning around the garage and around the house and, it was a good weekend. Of course, watched my fair share of football. I was pretty disappointed and annoyed that the Falcons
were blacked out of this area yesterday. And we were had they to really? See the Titans. Yeah. The Titans were on Fox instead of the Falcons. Don't you have that Sunday ticket?
I do not. I watch the Red Zone.
What is that?
You don't know about the Red Zone?
No, I don't.
So the Red Zone is owned by the NFL, and all it does is just there's no commercials all day long, and it just continually cuts in between games. So
how do you get that?
Well, you talk to the people at EPB, and you add it on.
Oh, okay. So you can get that through EPB.
Yeah, you get it through EPB. So well,
what
I get to watch, like, you don't. Now here's the thing: if you want a particular game, well, you're out of luck. But this one just cuts around anytime someone's about to score or a big play happens. So if you do fantasy football, it's perfect because all it does is just showing people score. It's great.
So if you want to watch the Falcons and they're not scoring, you're not going to see them play.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd like that.
I got to watch some of the Falcons game because it was one of the games they would bebop around to. And I know that the Falcons didn't play well at all, and Kirk Cousins didn't look great. But it was an ugly game, a lot of field goals. But no, I didn't realize it was blacked out in this area. That's kind of messed up.
How much is this package?
I don't know, Sean. I added it on a long time ago.
Don't you think you would like that Sunday ticket better where you can just watch any game and watch the whole thing?
I don't. Don't to you have to have isn't that like DirecTV?
I don't think
Pretty
so.
Pretty sure you Sunday tickets DirecTV.
You can get it through YouTube TV. It may not be called Sunday Ticket, but it's the same thing. That would
be good if you got a team you always want to watch. But I just want to watch them all.
I want to do some homework. I was hoping you could help me with that to save me from having to go and figure it out on my own.
Well, just call your daughter. Okay, she knows about the streaming.
She does, but she didn't pay attention to football. But. You're not any help on that, but that's okay.
No, I'll be able to help. Don't you worry. I'll be able to help.
I will figure it out somehow because I think I'm to the point that I'm tired of when my Falcons are blacked out in this market and we are stuck with the Titans. But, yeah, I was disappointed that that game wasn't on yesterday. But, yeah, it was a great weekend of football. And if you are a SEC football fan, I encourage you to join – Jim Gumm and myself each Saturday morning right here on Rock 105 and also our sister station 103.7 Kiss FM for College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty, and it is SEC at its best. We're in our fifth season of College Football Radio, and we're going to break down and get you ready for your SEC College Football game day each Saturday morning, 9 a.m. right here on Rock 105, so don't miss it. All right, so nothing else exciting for you over the weekend?
No. Just beautiful weather. It was a great time to be outside. I just didn't do much of that.
Huh. I can't believe you live in that golf course community, and it was such great weather, and you didn't manage to at least get to the driving range.
Club championship this weekend, so you had to sign up and play both weeks. But, like, you couldn't just go out and play. You had to be in the tournament, and I didn't, for the betterment of my marriage, I didn't sign up for that tournament.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we have got a lot to talk about in today's show. We're going to break down the entire NASCAR weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We got race number one kicked off of the NASCAR playoffs, and Atlanta produced another great race. And we saw action all the way to end, even had to go into overtime, and Penske Racing kind of took a little bit control there at the end. So we're going to break all that down. Also, Casey made comment a moment ago about the charter agreements that's going on right now with NASCAR. We're going to talk a great deal about that in the latter part of the show.
Well, don't run everybody off yet. But Denny Hamlin did have some interesting things to say.
Yes. All the teams were asked to sign their charter agreements by Friday night at Atlanta Motor Speedway. However, two teams chose not to sign. We're going to talk about why and what the repercussions possibly are. One of these teams is one of the big-name teams in the sport, and so we're going to break all that down and more as we continue. Of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. Are you someone out there that is experiencing low energy, no sex drive, weight gain, muscle loss, irritability, and depression? Did I just describe Casey Orr and some of that? Any of that you, Casey?
I'm not even answering that.
Well, you may have a hormonal imbalance, and Optimize You is dedicated to helping you feel better mentally, physically, and sexually. We encourage you to check them out online at optimizeyou.com. Chattanooga.com. That's Optimize You, Chattanooga.com. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group. More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We show up each and every Monday at 6 o'clock and will, I guess, for about the next 10 to 11 weeks because it is playoff time and we got to get you caught up on all the NASCAR news and information. We are presented by Optimize You. We are here on Rock 105 and today we are going to talk about race one of the playoffs right down the road at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Joey Logano and Team Penske gets the first win of the playoffs. He guarantees himself a spot in the next round of the playoffs, guarantees that we will have a Ford in the next round of the playoffs. And now all of our attention is pointed towards Watkins Glen, as that'll be race number two of the first round, and it'll be road course racing.
You know, Joey Logano, as we've been talking here, has got his victory first in the playoffs, which is going to confirm him into round two. This is his second victory and ninth top 10 finish in 2024. But I was looking at the stats today. Joey Logano has finished 19th or worse in seven of the last 11 races of the regular season.
Wasn't really on the upswing, is what you're saying.
I didn't realize that his season had been going that poorly.
Well, they interviewed him and he said, you know, we're built for the playoffs, which I think is a funny way of just saying, well, we managed to win one when it was really important. But he is a veteran driver. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Penske doesn't have the resources. But Joey's just had one of those years, multiple wins, but also multiple times when he would just disappear. The thing about this format, Sean, is he's essentially safe for the next two races, can gain even more playoff points that would help him get to the next round. And then after that, you've just got to get to the final round. So a win in the playoffs really can't be overstated how important it is. Mm-hmm. And for him to get out there and get the first one, it's big for that team.
Well, Ryan Blaney, his teammate, made all the difference because he was racing side by side with Daniel Suarez with those final laps of the race, and got a good couple of good pushes, at least two, maybe three, from Ryan Blaney, and that Penske racing partner just simply made the difference, and I believe that's what allowed him to get the victory.
Yeah, it was a late race, another exciting one that came down to the end. We saw a lot of the guys that needed to have good runs not do so well, but you also saw some guys like, you know, Daniel Suarez coming in with a great finish. Mm-hmm. And points, we spend all year with points not mattering as much. Wins matter the most. Well, wins certainly matter the most in the playoffs, but points are a very close second because that's the only way you do move on to the next round.
And then there was drivers, for example, like Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson goes into the playoffs number one in the standings, and then something broke in the car that put him into the wall in the middle of the race and has now got him back in the 10th spot. So things can happen so quickly, and the thing about it is what happened to him was didn't appear to be any fault of his nor any other competitor on the racetrack.
Yeah, this is one of those that you can go all year without having an engine failure, but you have one failure at the wrong time and it ruins essentially your season. We're going to get to standings later, but Martin Truex Jr., another one that, you know, for the first race didn't do a whole lot of good for his hopes of going out on the top note as this being his final season in NASCAR.
Yeah. Let's dive into the results of the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Quaker State 400. And as we mentioned, Joey Logano got the win, his second victory of the year. Daniel Suarez posted his sixth top 10 finish in 12 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The driver that came in third was fellow teammate Ryan Blaney. He posted his eighth top 10 finish in 13 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The rest of the results look like this. Christopher Bell started 26, came in fourth. Alex Bowman in fifth. Sixth was Tyler Reddick. Seventh, Kyle Busch. Eighth, Chase Elliott. Ninth, William Byron. And 10th, Austin Cindric.
Other drivers of note, drivers in the chase, Brad Keselowski, bad run for him, finishing at 19th. Denny Hamlin, a 24th place finish. Josh Berry, 28th. Down a little bit further we go. Truex Jr., 35th. Chris Buescher, 36th. Kyle Larson, 37th. And Chase Briscoe, 38th. Could not have gone worse for about a quarter of the drivers, if not more, that have made the playoffs. So Atlanta, Joey Logano using it as a way to lock himself into the next round. Several guys using it as a way to put themselves behind the eight ball.
Continuing to show the performance of Penske Racing, Austin Cindric, he came in 10th spot. However, he led 92 laps of the race. He led more laps than any other driver throughout the race at Atlanta. And when you look at the top 10 drivers that in finishing order, nine of the top 10 were playoff drivers. The only driver that wasn't a playoff driver was seventh place, Kyle Busch. So certainly the playoff drivers took control of those top 10 finishes. There were eight caution flags for 44 laps and 24 lead changes among 14 drivers.
Yeah, it looks like all the manufacturers were pretty close. You know, five Chevys in the top 10, a couple Fords, a couple Toyotas. So it didn't look like there's any major advantage to any of those. It was just, and of course, Kyle Busch led 24 laps in a race that is essentially meaningless to him. So all in all, I think a good Atlanta race with a good finish, especially if you're a Joey Logano fan. One thing I will say, Sean, is that race is right down the road. But with this also being the first real big weekend of college football and you have the NFL playoffs, I heard very little about a NASCAR race happening in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It seems like all the talk right now is dominated by football, which I guess we come to expect this time of year.
Especially in our part of the country.
Especially in our part of the country. But also, we have a very important NASCAR playoff race mm-hmm. in our part of the country. I was a little surprised. When I turned on the TV, we're in Atlanta. I don't know. I guess I expected a little more to be on the top of mind, but I mean, we live in a football world.
TV ratings last week were up for the Darlington race. I don't know how it's going to shake up for Atlanta, but you know, this time of year,
man, the competition for eyeballs.
Yeah, the competition going up against college football and NFL football. Just think how much better NASCAR would be if we didn't have football to compete against. and the season.
Kiss your mother with that mouth.
And the season ran from the beginning of the year and ended in August.
Listen, it'll never happen. There's way too much money at stake, but mm-hmm. that would be the abs. If you could, NASCAR could finish its season about the time SEC football ramped up. Mm-hmm. I think it's a no-brainer. But, I mean, you business first.
And just look at your TV guide on your TV on any given weekend. And used to, college football was dominated on CBS, all the ESPN networks, a little bit on ABC. NBC did it occasionally with Notre Dame. And that was about it. You didn't really see Fox even in the field with college football. Now you've got CW covering college football. You got Fox covering college football in a big way. You got ESPN covering college football is bigger than they ever have on all their various networks. I mean, it's like around the clock, wall to wall coverage in the TV guide on all these networks for college football. Now.
You can log on to ESPN Plus and just find games that you're surprised there's even cameras at, and mm-hmm. you can stream it. So it is amazing just the proliferation of college football and the viewing options.
And everybody wants to go international. You saw where the NFL played
in Brazil.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there
Thursday or Friday
night. It was Friday night. I'm sitting there watching Green Bay and the Eagles, a big time game mm-hmm. in São Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah. I saw an interview with the commissioner of the NFL. And he said the ultimate goal is to eventually to go international. Then I saw where the NFL has announced in 2030 or 2031 where they're going to play a game in Iraq.
Ugh.
What business do we have?
Warm.
Yeah. What business do we have playing in Iraq?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I
would need to make sure this isn't one of them websites you read that
no.
tells things one way that ain't really true.
No, this wasn't CNN.
This wasn't Fox News telling you that?
It wasn't CNN.
Hey, we can't go over there. They took my job.
You know, I get that real news off Fox.
Yeah.
Fox News.
Scaring old people.
Not that fake news on CNN.
But it is amazing with streaming and with all the options, just there seems to be this almost insatiable appetite for football, and the networks are doing a good job filling it.
Yeah.
And apparently it's doing good enough that plenty of people are tuning in. So anyway, yes, I'm with you. NASCAR, how cool would it be if they could time it all up? But at the same time, they don't seem to be hurting. I believe the NASCAR checks are clearing at all the racetracks as well.
I think they are for sure. All right, let's move right along into the driver's point standings. After the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, we just got through with race number one of round one, and so the standings stack up like this. Ryan Blaney is leading 5 points over second place Christopher Bell. Third, Tyler Reddick. He's 12 points behind the leader. Fourth is William Byron. He's 12 points behind. And then Joey Logano is in fifth spot, and he's 17 points behind the leader.
Alex Bowman in the sixth spot, followed by Austin Cindric, Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez, and Kyle Larson round out the top 10. Denny Hamlin, 11th, and Ty Gibbs in the 12th spot. The next round of the playoffs after the next two races are going to be the top 12 drivers. Right now, that would leave 13th place Brad Keselowski, 14th place Harrison Burton, 15th Martin Truex Jr., and 16th spot Chase Briscoe on the outside looking in. I guess the good news for them, not more than about 20 points out, which is not good, but certainly not insurmountable with two races to go.
So, as it's coming right along, Joey Logano got the first win. He has secured a spot, and we'll have to wait and see how it's going to shake up securing the top three positions. Could we see some of the guys outside the playoffs get a win and spoil it for the playoff drivers? I think it's very, very possible with some of the surprises we've seen so far, especially in the latter part of the first 26 races. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you've missed any part of today's show or you've missed any episode of Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize U, you can find us at our website. Just click on past shows. You can listen there or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And you can listen to us in podcast anywhere, anytime, at your convenience. It doesn't get much sweeter than that.
Just us on demand. Oh, boy.
That's right. That way, if your wife is in the middle of trying to talk to you, you can just stick your earplug in. And
honey, talk to him.
Yeah, you can just listen
talk,
to us.
Talk to this golden voice person.
All right. Well, we come back after the break. We're going to talk about the NASCAR charters. There's been quite a bit that has happened here recently, and we're going to get you up to date and up to speed on that, as well as some other news in the world of NASCAR on and off the racetrack. Again, we are presented to you by Optimize U and broadcasting live from the Optimize U studio. More NASCAR to come. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize U has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Big win for Joey Logano, the first race of the playoffs. He gets the win at Atlanta. He is guaranteed to move to the next round. There are two more races in the first round of the playoffs. Our next race, Watkins Glen International. We're going road course racing for the Go Bowling at the Glen. And following that, back to Tennessee. Sean, we're going to Bristol as the Bass Pro Shops night race. So we've got a road course. We got the Bass Pro night race. And then we start the round of 12. Watkins Glen's coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock. That'll be race two in the playoffs. You know, you were talking about just all the changes with college football and broadcasting and stuff. So I'm watching, Oklahoma State, we played Arkansas, and it was a really good game, double overtime, but it was also a game that either team didn't want to, it was like they were playing hot potato. Oh, you win it. No, 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 you win it. No, 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 you win it. Really entertaining, but very frustrating as a fan, but it was cool. The next game, I want to say, maybe I was watching Iowa State, I can't remember, but Brad Nessler and, Gary Danielson.
Oh, yeah, on CBS.
Yeah, who at 3:30 have called SEC games for, I don't know, as long as I've watched football or as long as I can remember, and now...
Well, at least Donaldson has. It used to be...
Well, it used to be Vern Lundquist, yeah. and then Brad Nessler shows up, and I love Nessler because he used to be on the video game. But anyway, I'm sitting here, and they're just not calling SEC, and it's completely different. And you know what? They did an awesome job. They know more about football than anything, but I'm like, this is supposed to be Alabama playing, you know, Kentucky or something right now. Well, I should be watching an SEC game. Why am I watching a Big Ten and a Big 12 showdown?
It's funny you mentioned that because I tuned in Saturday afternoon. You know, I got a TV and all in my garage, and I was outside piddling. And then I go back and forth flipping games and all that kind of stuff. And I flipped over to CBS to see and hear those guys for a few minutes. And I was sitting there thinking, this seems weird.
It's just odd
that they're not calling SEC football and they're calling, what was it, Big Ten?
Yeah, it was just the game of the week. It was Ten or 12. I can't remember the game. But, it'd be like turning over to F1 and hearing Mike Joy make the call or something. You know, you'd be like, wait, that's good, but what's wrong here? What's off? But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
I know exactly what you mean. You share for just a moment the next three races we got coming up. I think it was a wise decision for NASCAR to move Bristol to the latter part of September. It isn't the last Saturday in September.
September 21st, the second to last.
Yeah, because I can tell you from years of being at Bristol, that race in August,
a little warm,
is some of the hottest races that I've been to in all my years of NASCAR. You know, I spent 9 years doing about 19 races a year when I was doing the fuel situation with Union 76. And, man, there was some brutal times at Bristol Motor Speedway. And I think that's going to be so much nicer to have it in September. Being in the Tri-Cities, man, it's probably going to be a little bit cool and jacket weather. And hopefully that will be a benefit to the attendance because of the weather improvement.
Well, if you don't make it there, you're going to have to tune it in on USA Network, as the next three playoff races are all on USA, Sean. And then NASCAR will finish out the year six races in a row on NBC. So,
all right, let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. The teams in NASCAR have been negotiating for 2 years regarding the charter agreements. Teams were told Friday that night that it needed, if they didn't have signed the latest proposal that night, they could risk losing their charters for 2025. Of course, 23 XI Racing and Front Row Motorsports, as far as we know, are the only two organizations that declined or refused to sign the new agreements. Curtis Polk, who has an interest in 2311 and has been Michael Jordan's longtime business manager, he spoke to reporters Sunday afternoon at Atlanta Motor Speedway. His comments were, NASCAR has consistently refused to deal with 2311 in these negotiations. We are facing David facing Goliath. NASCAR has superior bargaining power and undue influence over the sport and the charter process. They, with this power continuously over the past few months and consistently rejecting broad team requests on major issues while providing minor changes for pet issues that some teams requested in a one-on-one meeting. NASCAR President Steve Phelps, he declined to comment Sunday afternoon regarding anything related to this, along with the decline of comment, was Front Row Motorsports owner Bob Jenkins. Curtis Polk with 2311 said he proposed an agreement. Proposed agreement took away essential rights, but would not go into specifics of the team's request it sent to NASCAR in a letter last week. He said, we understand that some teams may have felt pressured and compelled to sign the agreement under significant distress, while other teams may have signed the charter agreement. 2311 Racing faces our own challenges that makes these terms particularly harmful to our operations and our ownership group, interest, and intellectual property rights. What happens if they don't sign, or what happens if they didn't sign Friday? Well, NASCAR has stated that the charters could possibly be sold or there could be some other repercussions. Brad Keselowski made the comment that he didn't necessarily know that there was an ultimatum coming from NASCAR, but he said, in quote, forced is a really strong term. Denny Hamlin said 2311 Racing could field teams without a charter, but it would be tough economically. While Curtis Polk, also with 2311, also was unsure what 2311 would do if it doesn't come to an agreement with NASCAR.
So basically, NASCAR, which they've been going back and forth, they come to the teams and say, hey, we need you to sign by this team by you know, the end of today, whatever. Every team but two signs it. And both of them have come out and said they're not dealing with the issues. They're dealing with individual team issues, but these broader issues we have, they have not dealt with, and now we feel like we're being forced to sign this. Denny Hamlin went on to say that, you know, essentially, you know, I've put all my time and my money into this thing, and NASCAR's not reciprocating any of this. These things are supposed to grow in value, but there's none of that to be seen.
And 2311, among other teams, are saying these contracts are written very one-sided.
Yeah, absolutely.
In NASCAR's favor, which is not a surprise.
So I paid a ton of money, and I can't even really tell you what I'm getting for that money, other than that I have to have one in order to race, which, I mean, we know. I mean, NASCAR is, Sean, this is the way it's always been.
Yeah, the teams have argued they deserve a bigger percentage of the television rights. It was reported back in November 2023 through 2023, that runs from 2025 to 2031 with Fox, NBC, Amazon, Warner Brothers, and TNT. Under the previous deal, teams were paid 25% of the television revenue through the race purse, while NASCAR took 10% and tracks took more than half, getting about 65%. Sources have indicated teams are getting a greater portion of that money as part of the new deal. About 35 to 40% is what is speculated, but also gave up the rights in other areas that could generate revenue, such as ancillary media rights, driver appearance requirements, and cut of the charter sales.
Yeah, so it, once again, we knew this was a negotiation. We knew this was going to go back and forth a bunch of times. We knew we weren't really going to get all the details. And even there, you can tell they're not giving a lot of details, Sean. They're just saying the things we've asked for aren't being, you know, that there's been no agreement come to them. So, but now the rubber has now met the road. And is NASCAR going to revoke charters? Are they going to force them to sell a charter? Is there going to be anyone there to buy it? Will NASCAR buy it back? Or this is more than likely just some good old grandstanding on both sides, as this is the way a lot of negotiations go. But it does show that there's some frustration out of team owners you know, they're spending a ton of money and they're not sure that the value's there.
Yeah. Now, the big question is will there be a lawsuit? Well, Curtis Polk, his quote was, "I'm not going to speculate as to what we're going to do. We're going to protect our rights, and whatever we have to protect our rights is what we'll do. A charter is NASCAR's version of a franchise, which we know. But it doesn't give team owners as much say in the direction of the sport. It guarantees a starting spot in the field every week, and it guarantees payout based on racing each week as well as past year's performance and championships won. It also lists the payouts for each position in a race so teams can estimate income to help secure investors and loans. There are 36 charters. And those who attempt to compete without a charter, typically called open cars, earn less than a third of what a charter team makes.
Man.
Less than a third.
So it's, you know, it reminds me of the NFL, how you have to, not only do you have to buy tickets, but if you want season tickets, you have to buy seat licenses. So you have to license the seat you have that then allows you access to buy tickets. Which is a huge scam, and all it does is make the teams a bunch of money, but it's legit. I mean, well, everybody does it.
And all the team members have to buy NASCAR licenses every year.
That's kind of basically what this charter system's kind of turning into, just another layer of added expense with no guarantee for the team owners. But you know what? No one's making you own a team and drive it in NASCAR. So yeah, I don't know.
And this has been one of the big problems that team owners have had, is they have compared the business structure to other professional sports. Most other professional sports and leagues, the team owners have stock or they have equity in the organization with, like, the NFL with a franchise. And, of course, that's what team owners in NASCAR would love to have. That would be their dream. But NASCAR has proven that's not going to happen, or it's not going to happen at least in any near future. But where another big problem is these team owners working under a business model that oftentimes they struggle to stay in business and remain profitable. 70% is the average of the entire budget of a race team that comes from sponsors. So you just think about this. From my understanding, there's no other sport that as much as 70% of your annual budget is dependent on sponsors.
Yeah. I mean, look at the NBA. Just this year or last year, they started allowing one sponsor on the jersey. That's it. Mm-hmm. And WNBA's had a bunch, but that's always been an issue raising money there. NFL, still, you're not allowed. You can put it on the sideline, all this, but they make so much money, it doesn't matter. But someday it'll become something you do. But NASCAR, the business model started with sponsorship, it seems like. And it's
getting tougher to generate the money while everything in the world gets more expensive. And it's putting a lot of these owners in a tough situation.
I just have to think, as a team owner, there has got to be a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety, because you're that dependent on sponsors, and you never know from year to year when you can lose a sponsor.
But NASCAR's also got to bend, because you've got to have team owners. You've got to make accessible to where you should want Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan eager to be team owners, and that make other people go, hey, I can do this too.
Especially a guy like Michael Jordan coming in, being a part of the sport.
You can't make it to where it's so cost prohibitive and you have to jump through so many hoops, people are going, eh, I'll pass.
You just think of the level of risk of the NASCAR business model compared to what other investors look at to get involved in other professional sports. I mean, there is a high level, very high level of risk. And you're employing 300, 400, 500 people, and 70% of your business model is on sponsorship.
That's tough,
man. I would age tremendously.
What's your excuse now?
Well, yeah, I'm doing that now. But unless you're a guy like Rick Hendrick, Roger Penske, those kind of guys, it's got deep pockets and they're not reliant on the sport for their livelihood. It's a struggle for new team owners to come into the sports because of that level of risk. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try to squeeze in a little bit more news in the world of NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Think I might love
myself. Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, up to speed on all the NASCAR news. That's all you need to know. Today, we've recapped the race at Atlanta. Big win for Joey Logano. Now we look towards the Go Bowling at the Glen, Sean. The only race that is promoted by simply by a sport. So come to one sporting event and be marketed to by another sporting event. Go Bowling at the Glen from Watkins Glen International. Road course racing, the fastest of all the road courses. Place we've been going for a long time. And after this race, Sean, one more left in the first round, and that'll be at Bristol for the night race.
Whoa. Under the lights.
And you know what?
Concrete track.
You know what else happens that weekend?
What's that?
Your buddy will be a bachelor for a whole weekend.
Man, how'd you pulling that off?
I don't know.
Don't say that too loud. She hears. She may
listen.
Give you instructions.
The only reason I can talk about this is, you know, there's many things my wife might be doing right now. One of them is not listening to us.
Yeah.
So
I think sometimes she might surprise you.
I've already taken that Friday off of work. Because it's going to be golf in the morning, golf in the afternoon. Probably golf Saturday, beer drinking football later that Saturday.
You won't be worth a crap on Monday.
I'll be terrible. But you know what? I'm going to have fun.
Your skin will just smell like beer.
Mass on Sunday, because that's what I do. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did mass on Saturday.
Well, not when I'm beer drinking and watching football.
I was going to say, historically, you do mass on late Saturday afternoon. During college football season,
makes it tough.
I was going to say, how do you pull that off?
So we had a noon game. We have a noon game coming up this weekend, but it's Tulsa. Who cares? But like if it's Oklahoma State and OU, you know, back our big rivalry game, I'd be like, hey, y'all can go to church today. But if you want me to go with you, it's going to have to be tomorrow. So
you Catholics,
you know what?
Something else.
Oh, we got options. It's all that matters. Going to heaven anyway. Just pick one.
Oh, you crack me up. Hey, we were talking about sponsorship problems or concerns in the last segment. Hendrick Motorsports ended sponsorship with Hooters, and it has gotten ugly.
Hooters went bankrupt.
It has gotten ugly. I don't know that Hooters has officially filed bankruptcy, but they're certainly...
They're teetering.
Yeah, they're certainly not doing well financially, as there are a lot of national chain of restaurants. But Hendrick Motorsports announced last week they are suing Hooters of America for $1.7 million plus interest on unpaid sponsorship fees.
How many wings is that? Do you think they can get it in gift cards? Because I would probably be up for that.
Yeah, and the thing about it is Hooters has only been on Chase Elliott's car for just a few races each year.
I hate it because when he drives the Hooters car, it's a good-looking ride. Yeah. And it, you know, does harken back to the Alan Kulwicki days. But, you know, I was trying to think. The last time we saw this, none other than Stuart Haas Racing and Danica Patrick. Remember there was some sort of kind of a Nutri-Grain bar or something. But it wasn't Nutri-Grain. That's a brand. But it was some sort of a healthy bar that sponsored Danica because she was all about health and all that. And they ended up basically going bankrupt and couldn't pay their bills.
Yeah. So we may start to see Hooters locations.
How many wings could you get for $1.7 million?
I don't know.
It's at 50 cents a wing?
I saw where Applebee's is advertising 50 cent wings right now.
Kid, when's the last time you went to an Applebee's?
It's been a few months ago.
Yeah, just don't. It's, man.
I hadn't been to one in a regular
rough
in a while. Hey, Kyle Larson and Hendrick Motorsports are going to hold a news conference tomorrow at Charlotte Motor Speedway to announce him to make the attempt to run the Indianapolis 500 in 2025. Hendrick Motorsports is expected to sign a deal with Arrow McLaren Racing, and it's anticipated it's going to be a two-year deal. And that announcement and details of that announcement is going to come tomorrow.
Let me ask you, except for racing fans, is it even a big deal? I feel like it was a big deal when, who was the first to track? Kurt Busch or Robbie Gordon, maybe?
Yeah, Robbie Gordon sounds more like it.
But I remember it was a big deal, maybe, you know, when Busch was doing it, because he was really competitive, and he was still, you know, a championship level driver. Mm-hmm. So him trying to do it. But now I feel like every year someone's kind of trying to pull it off.
I don't know if it's that big a deal to the race fans as much as it appears to be to the media. The media tries to hype it up, and, you know, that's a big motorsports weekend with F1 and NASCAR and IndyCar. I think it's more hype and more bang than it is anything. I think to the average NASCAR fan, I don't know if it's that big a deal. And in some ways, I feel like that Kyle Larson put IndyCar as a priority this last go around and didn't show his number one loyalty to NASCAR.
Yeah, but that's just you getting mad because when people don't do things the way you think they should. However, Mr. You don't think he can drive and he's hurting his legacy. Jimmy Johnson and Dario Franchitti won the 24 hours at Le Mans.
Did they?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It was last weekend or something.
Huh.
But I was like, oh, Sean will be like, well, you know, he's no good anymore. Really?
He's washed up
in
NASCAR.
He's Jimmy freaking Johnson.
Seven time. He's kind of like Nick Saban.
Got nothing proof.
Seven time national champions.
They're going to name tracks after him.
Yeah.
All right.
So where are we headed this weekend?
Watkins Glen. Go bowling at the Glen. And no matter what, we'll be back Monday to talk about it.
That's right. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We will be back here 1 week from today, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. And we are presented to you by Optimize You. If you've missed any part of today's program, find us in podcast. You can go to any of your favorite podcast platforms and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. It will be up by tomorrow morning. So, or if you just want to listen to us again, maybe we were that entertaining that you wanted to listen to us again and hear Casey. You never know.
I'll give you Oklahoma State updates.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you'll let me come to your college football podcast. Me and Jim Gum will just... Ardmore references the whole time.
Hey, you come join me. We'd love to have you. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.